All right, thanks for joining. Today is 7/6/2021. This is the Auto Hoaxer Revolution podcast, where we cover all of the fake news and the fake news, as you'll see today, and all of the news bending going on all around us that has been going on since the inception of media, which I believe is just a continuation of the religions of the past. So here's a few things I wanted to discuss today. The U.S. needs de-radicalization for Christian extremists. You have to see where I've been right when I have been equating QAnon to the Quran for this new phase of the agenda as they identify a new universal threat. Just listen to this here. Joshua Black of Alabama reminisced about his entry into the Capitol. And here's what he said, quote, "I just wanted to get inside the Capitol so I could plead the blood of Jesus all over it. I felt like the Spirit of God wanted me in the Senate room." So what this is going on to say here is that the FBI has been finding that domestic terrorists here in America are a greater threat than Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. Here's a direct quote. "Domestic terrorists, specifically acts of violence carried out by white males, are a greater threat than the actions carried out by Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State." So I've been sort of joking about vanilla ISIS and white Al-Qaeda, but no, this is a character they've created, and now it exists. This was just an article I'd come across. Again, it was, "The U.S. needs de-radicalization for Christian extremists. Programs that were designed to reform violent jihadists can now be used to tackle the spread of QAnon." And I've been saying that the QAnon verses are the Quran verses for this particular terrorist threat, this form of radicalism, and this is not unintentional. I'm suggesting that this is rather a template. That it's not just a coincidence. It's not just history rhyming. No, this is actually a template. This is the meta script in action. A few other things I want to go over. Pretty good article here. "Can disinformation be stopped? A scholar's perspective on a pervasive new threat." We'll get into that as well. I have a few examples of, I don't know if these people are real, but the world's going to think that these people are real. I have people who are praying for Donald Trump to come back into office, literally praying, as in praying to, as though it were Jesus, and others coming out openly espousing the belief that JFK Jr. is still alive, and people are waving massive flags with JFK Jr., expecting him to, well, not come back from the dead, but make an appearance to rule at the side of Donald Trump. Let me go ahead and play a clip here, because finally, this is being picked up on by the media.
Trump Kennedy 2021. What does that shirt mean?
I think that JFK Jr. is still alive.
The guy who died in the plane crash in the late 90s? You think he's still alive?
I do.
And he's going to come back and be president with Trump in this year?
I hope so.
But how would Trump become president this year? There would be a new election?
There's a lot of things I think have happened.
Now she's wearing a Trump Kennedy 2021 shirt. And I can give you a little bit of a background on this, but I think she explains it pretty well. JFK Jr. supposedly died in 1999, and the belief among QAnoners is that he went underground to fight the deep state using Trump as an agent, a proxy for the Kennedys. And they're about to come in and finish the game.
There's some things I think I know and a lot of things I don't.
Okay. And one thing you do know is John F. Kennedy Jr. is still alive?
That's what I believe.
Okay. Do you want to bet on it? I'll bet $100 that JFK Jr. doesn't come back from the dead.
I don't think he's dead.
I bet.
Okay, so he bets her $100, so we'll see. JFK Jr. is still alive. Trump fan says dead Kennedy will take over the White House. This is not a new story. It's been ignored. I think it's been marginalized, and I don't know why, because it's actually one of the central stories. In fact, one of the main promulgators of QAnon Kool-Aid, spelled with a Q, is George News. And George News owned a number of domains that were jfkjr.this.that.live, and it was pushing people into the Q maps. So this is not new. Now let's catch up with Mike Lindell, who says, and mark your calendar, the morning of August 13th is when Trump will officially be president again. Mike Lindell, and this is from Patriot Takes, Mike Lindell says by August 13th, the talk of the world will be the overturning of the election and how to get the communists out. He said there will be many down-ticket senators that will have different election results. So let's go ahead and listen to this. This was yesterday on July 5th, and this is again referencing Trump coming back into power mid-August.
By the time the morning of August 13th, it'll be the talk of the world going, hurry up, let's get this election pulled down, let's right the right, let's get these communists out, of, you know, that they've taken over, that the, and you'll see, when I say that, you know, and they'll say, well, what's going to happen to all the people that were involved? I don't know. Right now, the biggest concern is getting this election pulled down. Donald Trump won. I mean, it's pretty simple. Okay, and there were many down-ticket senators, too, that they did, too, and stuff. You'll find all that out.
Now, this is the pillow guy. So you may know Mike Lindell. I see his books at the Hobby Lobby. And his book is interesting. You got to see it. The cover of the book, he looks like this ragged crackhead. And you step to the right just a little bit, and it's one of those holographic images, and it merges into this clean-cut pillow salesman. Well, now a failed mask salesman. Lindell purchased something like $2 million worth of masks, and he can't get rid of them. Mike Lindell set August 13th as the date in his bonkers theory that Trump will be reinstated. Let me show you the book cover. I thought it was creepy. I thought it was some kind of Halloween prank. So this is, if you're looking at the screen, and if you're just listening, you can always go to autohoax.com and you'll be able to catch up on any of the links that we discuss here. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO, Mike Lindell. I don't see why you can't be both. Okay, now you see here, clean cut. He's got a cross around his shirt, big smile, head full of teeth, nicely trimmed mustache. And then you have him here looking like a mugshot, looking like a crackhead. Well, anyway, this is the same book cover. It just depends on the angle. Very interesting. It caught my attention. Not enough to buy it. It seems like they can't give these books away, like the masks. So Lindell purchased, I think, $2 million worth of masks. It might have been more. Oh, wow. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell lost $7 million making COVID-19 masks. And the problem is he can't even give them away. He can't even give them away because they're not made to standard for CDC or for any of the hospitals. So he has a whole lot of these masks, and I'm like, why don't you just use them as pillow stuffing? All right, let me get back on track here. So yes, Trump's coming back on the 13th, according to this. Another bit of breaking news. The guy that shot Ashley Babbitt in that PSYOP, you know, the guided tour, the photo op, the bad performance art with Jake and Jelly, the 33-year-old performance artist, you know, at the Capitol, the thing they called the insurrection. Yeah, the character that shot Ashley Babbitt has been identified and doxed inadvertently by his sergeant at arms. This would be Lieutenant Mike Byrd. I'll play the clip here. Now, it's only... Sorry, it's Rumble. They make you listen to these ads. Now, it's only relevant to this conversation, situation. I think, because we've been talking about the impact that this non-event is still having. And so now they've thrown in this martyr character, Ashley Babbitt, who I think is forgettable. The whole thing is, I believe, a scripted joke. We've talked about this at length. But at the Ohio rally, Trump started asking, who killed Ashley Babbitt? So he's throwing accelerant on this particular fire. And now we have the identity of this shooter. And here's why I think it's interesting.
Yeah, the Let's situation where you discussed where Officer Byrd was at the door when Miss Babbitt...
So he docks him as Officer Byrd. That's kind of how it happens. But, you know, this is all scripted, I think. This is drama. So I think it's kind of interesting. You have this dynamic here. We have a black officer shoots a white patriot, and this is in the middle of all of this other talk and racially divisive rhetoric that, to me, this is like, well, it looks like this is a made-to-order martyr situation. And I don't know who's buying it. I'm not, but people do. People are buying it. And by the way, if you think Trump is some kind of a rogue, you know, good guy or something like that, here's something worth considering. I found a commercial of Donald Trump counting sheep. And you've probably seen this commercial before. And at one point, he pauses in front of sheep number 11 and right before sheep number 9. So it's a little bit of a 9/11.
So what do you think of my
predictive programming reference? I'm going to go ahead and play it.
My Trump Home Mattress Collection by Serta. Finally, the same luxury and comfort I demand in my hotels.
Oh, they'll never count sheep again.
Listen, why don't you come work for me?
What do you have in mind?
Something you were born to do.
Welcome to
something you were born to do. And now he's standing between two pillars, and on each one is a sheep. You've got one number 11, one number 9.
Room 9.
Looking good, number 9. Looking good.
Where's your dignity?
Save now on the...
So, again, this is a Donald Trump counting sheep commercial by Serta Mattresses. I posted it over at the website in case anyone's interested, because anybody who's involved in predictive programming is part of the program. I think that goes without saying. Counting sheep. Oh, check this out. On the 4th of July weekend, the Kennedy clan, and I think they should spell it with a Q now, they literally posed in a giant Q. The entire Kennedy family poses in the shape of the letter Q. This is on Yahoo News. At their annual 4th of July party at Hyannis Port, the family poses, and if you look at the picture, it's clearly the letter Q. There's no other way of interpreting this. There is no reason for them to form that letter, but they did. The Kennedys have perfected the family photo, it says. They snapped their annual group photo with dozens of family members. Happy 4th of July from our family and friends, says Carrie Kennedy, daughter of U.S. Attorney General, well, former U.S. Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy. Now, they don't mention here that it's the letter Q. This was pointed out by the QAnoners, and this is how it always works. Nothing to see there, I guess. All right, let us continue. This is something I just came across. So the McCloskeys, and I've been bringing them up a bit because they're making some noise as, I guess, Republican candidate, U.S. Senate candidate. This is crazy. McCloskey running for office. But he and his wife are going on these tours. And here is a picture from June 27th in St. Louis, Missouri. They're dressed exactly as they were on the day that they were in front of their house pointing weapons at the peaceful protesters who knocked down the gate. Like, we know the situation, but my contention is that this thing is just drama. And this would underscore that. Why are they wearing the same outfit? And of course, he's posing with a gun. And then here you have the McCloskeys sweet and smoky barbecue sauce. So they've managed to market this image. But if anything, I think they are violating the copyrights of Andrew McDonald, which is a pen name, the guy who wrote the Turner Diaries, which inspired Timothy McVeigh and the white Al-Qaeda vanilla ISIS of today. And if you look at the cover of the Turner Diaries, it's the McCloskeys. This is what they would have looked like in the 70s. But yeah, this is the book that came out 42 years before the McCloskeys stepped onto the world stage in that same wardrobe in front of their house and on the campaign trail. It's like, does she only own that kind of shirt? A striped black and white shirt? I mean, it's again, fake. This is beyond just fake news. That's a costume, and it's all based on archetypes. Polecat says the psyops is for the birds. Just circle back to the phoenix again. Okay, let's talk about that for a minute. Because I've been saying that there's fake news, and then there's like real fake news, as in like propaganda. And then there's fake propaganda that nobody actually believed, but that they put out there to make the real fake news look crazy. So to make sense of that, here's the article from Tech Times. It says, "Beware, the birds aren't real conspiracy theory is trending. How did it start? Why do people believe it?" So they're putting out this warning here about this, that there's this bogus belief or theory that people don't believe in birds anymore. Well, this isn't true. There isn't anyone who takes this seriously. So this is a fake conspiracy theory, and they're putting this out there to make it seem, it's to muddy the waters, to make it seem like anybody who questions the news thinks that birds are AI-powered mechanical clones or something ridiculous like that. So this started, it was a trend, of course, but this conspiracy theory was a troll from the beginning. But look at their take on it. It says, "Beware of the birds aren't real. Conspiracy theories such as this border on misinformation and fake news, and they will convince people to believe in a cause. You should take precautions in dealing with this kind of content as it can be potentially dangerous." So looking into this could be dangerous. It's the slippery slope. But again, I would say literally nobody believes in it. Although now millions and millions of people will believe that conspiracy theorists believe this stuff. So you'll say, "Hey, did you see that thing on the news that was questionable?" And they'll say, "Oh, you're one of those bird deniers, right?" Okay, let's get back to this story of Trump getting back into office. This is a prayer. This is a prayer to the president. And this is something you're going to hear. If this is new to you, you can hear more of this. They refer to him as the 19th president because the media will say there's no way we can have a new election. Well, they're not going to. That's not the way they're going to do this. They believe that there's a law from 1871 revealing that the United States had become a corporation. And so they believe that Joe Biden is the executive of a bankrupt corporation, the United States Incorporated, and that we're going to go back to the previous system. And in that system, Trump would be president number 19. So Trump will be the 19th president. Here's a prayer to Donald Trump.
"This message is a happy Independence Day greeting to my president, Donald J. Trump, the true president of the United States of America. As a prophet of the Most High God, I call you forth to stand in your rightful position by the authority of Jesus Christ and in his mighty name. And I speak upon you a double portion anointing, a filling of the Holy Spirit like never before. We thank you for standing before us like Moses did with his staff."
Yes, she just compared Donald Trump to Moses with his staff.
"I thank you, God, for the staff that is behind Donald J. Trump, the General Flynn's, and the many others. We don't even know their names."
Okay, General Flynn is one of the staffs behind him. So General Flynn, as you know, has been throwing accelerant onto this flame that Trump, there's no reason he can't get back into office, he said. He's been very flippant about it. Now, this would probably also include the Kraken, Sidney Powell, and Lynn Wood, Attorney of the Damned. This is who she's praying for. These are the saints, I guess, in this holy war. Let's continue. "Bow your heads.
And I thank you for being willing to be the one that has been targeted. But many of us stand with you in prayer, in love, and in one voice. God bless you, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Take your rightful stand. In Jesus' name, amen."
All right, and again, this is a message for Independence Day for the 19th president of the United States, and that went out to Donald Trump, Pompeo, and Melania Trump. So just a little bit of a background to that. A central tenet of this movement is that the 14th Amendment, ratified in 1868, converted sovereign citizens into federal citizens. So this is this idea that, well, they're going to return it to this older system. And so Biden was the last president of the corporation. So that's how they arrive at this. I've also noticed a new CNN buzzword, neo-fascism. So now they're calling, nothing new there, I guess. It's just neo now. The novel fascism has corrupted the right. Heads up also, in about 4 more days, Richard Branson will be heading to the launch pad on 7/11. Richard Branson goes to space and he'll be beating Jeff Bezos by 9 days. And Jeff Bezos, by the way, just stepped down as king of Amazon. He had already announced his retirement, but now it's official. All right, let us continue. I'm going through, again, some of these stories I've been following up on. Nothing burger after nothing burger with regards to the Dead Man's Switch and the UFO disclosure. So the next date to watch is August the 16th again. August the 16th is the date that Trump is supposed to be reinstated, according to the pillow guy, or the mask guy, the failed mask salesman. All right, let's continue through the notes here. We covered the JFK thing is alive. All of this stuff has to come to a head. If nothing happens after all of this buildup, I don't know who's going to be responsible for this, but someone's going to have to answer for it, because what we're looking at is, in a way, it's become sort of culty, but it's divided. You have the extremely optimistic, and then you have the fatalistic. In fact, I have this great piece here that really has, I think, noticed where it's going. So here's a collection. He calls it Dispatches from Q-Land. And he's finding that some are praying for bloodshed. And this is one of the first things that I heard about it. I heard that when the military takes control, they're going to drain the swamp, which means we may be watching the public execution of everybody in Hollywood and the Democrat Party. Like, this is actually the doomsday, the storm they've been talking about. And so here is an article from PasteMagazine.com where this person has gone through all the different, the spectrum of QAnon belief. And the ones who are getting into, well, the more violent tendencies, that this is what the media is going to focus on. The ones who seem to want to bring about this justice. So here's a piece from the article. It says, QAnon's continued lust for violence. Now keep in mind, you might think this is a joke, but the FBI just said that they are a greater threat than Al-Qaeda, that it is quite literally to them the case that this is the new ISIS. It says, if there's one aspect of observing Anons that is truly evergreen, it's the fact that they want so badly to witness grand sweeping punishment to be visited upon all the other Americans they perceive as enemies. Their desire for violence is disguised as justice against a group of subhuman people they believe are a cabal of satanic child murderers, which gives them a justified and righteous way to fantasize about the spectacles of bloodthirsty mobs, public executions, without feeling guilty about it. Here's an example. Peppy Lives Matter says, I'm not celebrating until I see the first traitor swinging from the gallows. We have others. In fact, it was Lynn Wood who was calling for the lynching of Mike Pence. Now, this is all, if you ask me, this is all theater. I mean, these have to be troll accounts, I would imagine, but maybe not. Someone here says, Podesta has been killed at a shooting range. There's been a full military takeover, and constant tribunals are happening every day. Some of these have to be jokes, I imagine, but, like, listen to this one. Also, the deep state resurrected Julia Child as a soulless golem, but brave patriots chased her into an abandoned windmill and burned it down with the 4th of July fireworks. Praise Jesus. Yeah, that one was a troll, but most of them aren't. Here's another example. They will prove Trump won by a huge tsunami. They will prove massive fraud, high crimes, and treason by Democrats when they overthrew a legally elected president. The penalty for treason? Execution. One America news source recently released a piece where they were talking about, well, execution. Major Patriot says no mercy for the pedos, public castration, televised executions, no exceptions. Do you hear that, Joey? Probably a reference to Joe Biden. Now, of course, the source here is questionable. You know, we're talking about an anti-QAnon site. But it's worth hearing. I think it's worth knowing what the masses are going to be conditioned to believe. Just like you don't know anybody, nor do I, that has a problem accepting the existence of birds. But if the mass media pushes the meme that conspiracy theorists are now bird deniers, well, that's what they're going to associate with the nonconformist. So things just keep getting stranger and stranger, but at least we have some dates. We're not going to be hanging on forever. And I like it when we have dates, because then when something doesn't happen, we can just call it as not ever going to happen. So alien disclosure, not going to happen. And if it was going to happen, it would have been last month. McAfee dead man switch, not going to happen. This is one of my favorite pieces. This is our Twitter account's 33UC. Found all kinds of symbolism around this condo collapse. Does anybody here think that it's actually real? Because I have found so many connections between this event and some of the characters from 9/11. But here, there's a missing man named Elon who was found flashing 33 signs, but he was born on 9/11. And just strange things here. I've gone through much of this. We have, looks like prop phones. And as with all psyops, I mean, this is a strange one. Here's a photograph of the inside of the condo. And you can see inside of somebody's house. And there's a massive mural of the Twin Towers on the inside of, well, now it's demolished, but on the inside of one of the rooms, of the exposed innards of one of the condos. Many, many connections. And then there are some connections between this stylistically and how it was destroyed and the Oklahoma City bombing. More connections worth looking into. And we'll go into depth with everything here, especially when we do our open phones at night. So if you want to join us live for open phones, it's usually 9 p.m. to 11. And we're also going to be doing the countdown, so keep your eyes again on this developing story with Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson going to space. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Branson is going to launch to space on the 42nd anniversary of Skylab falling. Like, to me, that's beyond coincidence, and I think it's somewhat predictive, and that's one of the things that we'll be discussing live later. Thanks for joining. Go to autohoax.com to subscribe to the podcast feed. Every day we'll be here breaking down the major developments and all the fake news narratives that are being promulgated each day. This is the only legitimate counter media presence out there, if you think about it. All right, have a great afternoon.